Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, this is Mrs. LaGreca, Don's mom. Time for Michael K. Show with Don LaGreca and Peter Rosenberg, 98.7 ESPN.
Thank you, Mrs. LaGreca, and a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K. Show. We thank you for joining us on this Monday, March 13th, 2023. Kay LaGreca Rosenberg, and of course you, most importantly, moments ago, our good buddy Trey Wingo tweeted out that it looks like the Jets and Rodgers is a done deal, that it will be completed, and that he will be traded to the Jets. Again, no one else has confirmed this. It has not come from our guy, Adam Schefter. But Wingo was the one who was first on the Jets meeting with Rodgers. And now he comes with this as well, that he's hearing that it is a... Let me give you the exact verbiage so you know exactly what he's saying. He said, hearing Rodgers to the Jets is done. History about to repeat itself between New York and Green Bay. Time is indeed a flat circle. So we got philosophical there. But guys, it almost seemed inevitable that this was in fact the case, because if you think about it, Jimmy G just came to a verbal agreement for 3 years over $63 million with the Las Vegas Raiders. So that takes away one of your fallback options. If it's not Rodgers, it looks like it would probably be, I don't know, Ryan Tannehill. Tannehill, who's not even a free agent. Maybe they would explore Lamar Jackson, I'm not sure. But the Jets put all their eggs in the Aaron Rodgers basket, and if Trey is right, well, it looks like they won that bet. Now, he did do a podcast over the weekend where it was a lot of answers where he actually came off a lot more likable than he usually does. But he did say about, you know, being a forever Jet. He said, well, how's that going to happen in 1 year? That stood out to me. So a deal could be made, but it could just be for 1 year. Where does that put the Jets? But again, Trey Wingo reporting that it looks like it's a done deal. So I guess Jet fans, I don't know, how would you say this, guys? Would they exhale just a little bit?
Of course. Why wouldn't you feel about it?
I want you to do more than exhale. I want you to inhale. And then I want you to take a swig. You know what I mean? It's a party. We can't take this for granted. You know, no matter how you feel about it, whether you thought the better play was Derek Carr, whether you think he's annoying and problematic, whatever you feel, you're the New York Jets. You have as talented of a roster as you've had in years, and now you're adding a top five quarterback of all time who last year had a quote down year, and it still would have been the best quarterbacking season in Jets history. How do you not celebrate that?
Well, I guess you look at the long-term ramifications. We don't know what the Jets are giving up. If it's just for 1 year, it's a little troubling. You know, is he going to get them to the Super Bowl in 1 year? My guess would be no. He'd get them to the playoffs, but I'm not sure he would get them to the Super Bowl. So is it worth whatever they're giving up for just 1 year? And should they have concentrated more on a Carr? Should they have concentrated more on a Garoppolo, which is more of a long-term play? Now, the flip side is, if you concentrate on Rodgers, even if you know you're going to get him for 1 year, and you do truly believe that Zach Wilson is still the quarterback of the future, that makes sense. Because then he learns under Rodgers for 1 year, and then he plays the next year after that before the fifth-year option kicks in. So, I mean, there's different ways to look at it, but I see what Peter's doing, and I guess I would agree. You want to take your best shot with the best player, and this certainly is the case. But I guess it's easier to evaluate when we find out what they had to give up.
But, guys, I don't know how the Jet brain trust, led by Joe Douglas, could feel anything other than the urgency of 2023. Do they have the luxury of thinking beyond this upcoming season? Do they have the audacity to believe that another losing season is in the cards for them to be able to stay here long term?
I'm sorry to interrupt, Don. Did you guys see the Garrett Wilson tweets?
No.
Garrett Wilson tweeting 4 minutes ago, "You should see the smile on me right now." Following that tweet up, right there says, "I can finally enjoy my vacay now."
I'm sure that the words have gotten down to the players.
Yeah. I mean, I would assume he's not referring to Trey Wingo's tweet. I would assume that's coming from something.
See, what I was going to say, what I wanted the open to be today, if we were still not 100% sure, and I guess we're not, but it looks like everything's pointing towards Rodgers, is just the feel that I have around the Jets that either of these two quarterbacks were going to be your leader in 2023. It was either going to be Rodgers or it was going to be Jackson. You know, all the reports is nobody's interested in giving two first-round picks to Baltimore and giving him the guaranteed money. I think the Jets would do that if they lost out on Rodgers. They want a big-time quarterback. Their owner said he was going to pay big money for a quarterback. Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh are going to be shown the door if they don't make the playoffs this upcoming season. Doesn't matter. No more excuses. Enough. So if you're Joe Douglas, Michael, what are you going after? A project? Are you going to be worried about future picks? Or are you going to get me the best quarterback available so that I can win in 2023 and save my job? Because that's literally what he's being asked to do.
You know, it's funny. We always use the phrase reading the tea leaves. And did we really read the tea leaves? Because if we had, then we should have just realized that this was going to happen. It was a fait accompli. They hired Nathaniel Hackett. That was not an accident. It was not an accident. They eschewed signing Carr when they know that time was ticking. They let Garoppolo end up with Vegas. So all along, I think they knew that they were in. Were done. It was going to happen.
The only fait accompli, Michael, I would say, is that the Jets were interested, and it was Rodgers or bust. We still didn't know what Rodgers was going to do.
Maybe they knew, though, Don.
Maybe they did.
Maybe they knew just because of the relationship that LaFleur has with Saleh. Maybe LaFleur knew something.
There's only, to me, one version of this that doesn't allow you to be excited. You see the hall, and it's just nauseating.
Now, like, Ian Rappaport, just tweeted, "I wish it did. I wish something had happened, but nothing has happened," according to Ian Rappaport.
No, it'll happen at due time, but it's going to happen very soon because of the fact that, you know, the non-tampering time is upon us. I mean, it's not locked in that Garoppolo's with Vegas. It could get pulled off the table because of the timing, but in all likelihood, you see the interest Vegas has in Garoppolo, and this is the time. It's time to make a decision, Aaron. You've had plenty of time to chew on this. Now the machine's working, and you heard in that interview with Brandon Marshall over the weekend that he said it's going to happen soon, and it has to happen soon just because of the mechanisms that are in place for free agency. So he's had to make his decision already, guys, and you're right, Michael. The decision probably was early on that all indications were he was going to come back and this was going to be what the Jets were going to do. Now, I don't know what the compensation is going to be. Who else is bidding? There's nobody else bidding. So the Packers can ask for a lot. So who has the leverage? Is it the Packers because the Jets are desperate and all in on Rodgers? Or is it the Jets because, really, what can the Packers do? Are they going to keep a quarterback that maybe doesn't want to play there?
Now, things are all over the place right now. So Garrett Wilson has those tweets, and they just showed it on Yes, and you know Peter read it to you. You guys know I love Trey Davis Wingo. You think Garrett Wilson is following Trey Wingo? I mean, tweeted out was like at 2:57.
Well, everyone's retweeting the Trey, is my guess. And so it is possible. But why would Garrett Wilson, who is the star offensive player for the football team right now, say it if it was only based on Trey Wingo? All due respect to Tre Davis.
Well, what would probably happen is they were probably in Wilson's ear, "Hey, this is going to happen. It's just a matter of becoming official." And then he sees Trey Wingo, a well-respected reporter in the NFL, tweet out that it's done, and Garrett's probably like, "Okay, that's it. It's done.
It's not done yet. I mean, you know, Ian Rappaport is pretty reliable, and our guy is, you know, the gold standard. Adam Schefter, he hasn't tweeted anything. So this is all off the Wingo treat.
Love the Wingo treat. Someone, I don't have his number. One of you guys should text Greeny and see where he's at emotionally right now. That could be revealing. I want to know emotionally.
You know
where
what's
Mike
revealing
Greenberg
is that you don't have his number. That's revealing.
I think we follow each other on Twitter, but I don't think I've ever texted with him. Greeny.
I have his.
Yeah, we follow
each
other.
All right, so Rich Samini is joining us right now.
Oh.
He's covered the Jets, I think, since their inception when they were the Titans. He joins us now. Rich, is this premature?
It's funny. Greeny texted me at 6:30 this morning saying, what the hell is going on?
Oh, wow.
I said, are you referring to the Sheldon Rankins contract? That, so obviously Trey Wingo is well-connected to the Rodgers camp, and I think I know where this is coming from. I'd rather not say publicly, but from all indications, it's premature at this point, not getting any indication from either side, either team, that this is done. What may have happened here, maybe Rodgers told a friend, or maybe he just told Trey Wingo, I don't know, directly coming to the Jets. But I don't believe, as of about 20 minutes ago, that the Jets were informed of that. So it may turn out to be correct. I still feel that he will end up with the Jets, but I think that's a little premature at this point.
If it's not Rodgers, Rich, I mean, it seemed a little startling that Garoppolo came to a verbal agreement with the Raiders, or that he's headed there. He can't sign anything officially yet. It almost looks like they put all their eggs in that basket, and if it's not Rodgers, where would they go, Rich?
Yeah, you know, great question, Mike. I don't think they were in the Garoppolo sweepstakes there. I heard from a really good source this morning that the Jet, that was not their fallback option. I think at that point it was probably pretty clear to a lot of teams that he was going to end up in Las Vegas. So the Jets and Jimmy were never serious. So their next option, I mean, there really isn't a whole lot left in the free agent market. You know, Jacoby Brissett maybe, but I think you'd look toward players under contract. And actually, I should correct myself there. Lamar Jackson on Wednesday will be in the free agent market. And so that becomes the most intriguing question. If the Jets do not get Rodgers, do they make a run at Lamar Jackson?
But that he's not a free – he's a free agent, but you have to trade for him, so he's kind of a hybrid.
Well, no, he is a free agent, Michael, because on Wednesday, you know, he's a non-exclusive franchise tag free agent, which means he can negotiate with other teams.
No, I get that. But even if you come to an agreement with him, you have to give the Ravens 2 first-round draft picks.
Yeah. It's an execution of an offer sheet, which would be 2 first-round picks. And certainly that is – I think the Jets would be willing to give up 2 first-round picks for Lamar Jackson, but the question is the contract. I mean, the player has made it quite clear that he wants a fully guaranteed contract in the Deshaun Watson neighborhood of about $230 million. And I'm not sure any team is willing to go that high. So – there's always the chance of doing like a sign and trade, which is what the Packers did last year with Devontae Adams and the Raiders. He was a franchise tag player who ended up getting traded. That also could happen with Lamar Jackson and a team like the Jets. But again, it's the money. We're talking probably over $200 million guaranteed.
Now, I think it's done from the standpoint of Rodgers wants to be a Jet. The Jets want Rodgers. What probably is not done is what the compensation is going to be, the return back to Green Bay. Who has the leverage? Is it the Jets because of the fact that, you know, what are the Packers going to do? They want to move on to Love. Looks like Rodgers wants to be a Jet. Or is it the Packers saying, listen, you're all in on Rodgers and you have to have him. So I'm wondering who's working with the leverage here when they do finally sit down and talk compensation.
Maybe slightly more leverage for the Jets because, I mean, the Packers are really stuck with Rodgers. They really have no alternative. I mean, he counts $40 million on their cap. They obviously want to move on based on what they've been saying publicly. What would they do with the guy? You know, where else are they going to send him? There's no other team that is bidding for Aaron Rodgers. So the Packers are really in a hole. And the Jets could be in somewhat of a hole, too, you know, because they put so much effort into this. At least they would have other alternatives, other quarterbacks out there. Clearly not as sexy as an Aaron Rodgers acquisition, but I think the Jets might have a slight advantage in terms of leverage.
Now, were you surprised Mike White signed with the Dolphins, and did the Jets try to keep him?
No, I was not signed at all. And he was talking about the Dolphins a couple of weeks ago. It makes perfect sense. He grew up in Fort Lauderdale. They need a backup. It looks like he got a really good contract. The Jets wanted to keep him, but it was just not realistic from a playing time standpoint. I mean, the Jets say they want to keep Zach Wilson as their backup. There was no room at the end for Mike White. So I totally get why he's doing that. It's a good move for Mike White. Given to his situation, you know, with his health situations, Mike White might get a chance to play down
there. Yeah.
And so I think it's a good move for Mike White.
And so now what do the Jets do? Because, I mean, clearly they've basically said every way they can that they don't want Zach Wilson playing next year.
Right, pretty much. I mean, that is a really weird situation. I mean, you appreciate their transparency and saying that they want to go out and get a veteran quarterback, but at the same time, it's kind of like, you know, insulting to the player they had in that position last year, which is Zach Wilson. So I think Zach will probably stick around as their backup. I think they will ultimately, this Rodgers thing probably will happen. And so you have an interesting 1-2 there. Interesting. The backstory, of course, is that, you know, Zach Wilson grew up idolizing Aaron Rodgers, and they've become friends over the last couple of years. So maybe, you know, you would think he'd be able to learn a couple of things from Aaron Rodgers. And then I think there's a good chance the Jets draft a quarterback. Not in the first round, mind you, but maybe in the third, fourth, fifth round, just to bring in a developmental player to be the third guy on their depth chart.
Rich, great stuff. Keep us abreast if you find anything.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. So that's Rich Cimini. Covers the Jets for us. He said, not a done deal. Trey Wingo didn't say it was a done deal. He says, he did say it's almost a done deal. So we'll see.
It's done. It's done, a Jace. It's done until they can figure out how to work out the deal. And it's interesting what Rich said about leverage. It does seem like the Jets have leverage. What are the Packers going to do? They're not going to take that cap hit. They want to move on from Love. They want to move on to Love. Yeah, and there's no other teams involved here.
Yeah, but see, I disagree with you on one thing. They would not have let him talk to Rodgers unless they had the parameters of a deal done. I think the only thing holding this up is Rodgers saying yes or no. I think the deal's done. I mean, why would they allow them to talk to their player unless they had a deal done?
Free agency is kind of off to a roaring start in a lot of ways. And by the way, you know what today's like for the Eagles?
What's that? Not good.
Losing they're flowing out of Illy. Didn't you call this, Michael, right after the season ended?
Yeah, it's hard to keep them together.
They are piece after piece. Hargrave's gone. Edwards,
got big money too.
Edwards is gone. Major hits to this Eagles team so far today.
But you kept the face of your defense for a lot of money.
Yeah, they did, and I wonder what that means for Chase Young in the future. And did you see that they brought in the guard who was like the best player for the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, protecting Mahomes? They brought him in to rejoin him with Bienemy.
Micah Parsons tweeted out 6 minutes ago to Sauce Gardner, "Damn, how you get what you want?"
Wait, who said that?
Micah Parsons.
Micah said that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is.
Seem like followers Trey has. This is a million.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure. However, Trey got it. Players are getting the same thing. It's out there now, Michael. Obviously, these organizations are not leaking any information, so there's nothing to really go on other than that hearsay. But I think before the show is over, we're going to have this all be locked up and done.
How do you feel about my guys grabbing Nick Gates from the Giants?
Okay.
No thoughts?
Okay.
There's a thought.
I mean, he's
depth for you.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a lot of injuries. Obviously, sure. He had to have 7 surgeries, but now, and you know, his bad injury happened against Washington in 2021. Now he's going to Washington.
You're feeling all really good about Washington doing all these things, right?
Sure.
And I'm thinking you shouldn't feel that good because this smells like me that Snyder's still the owner and will be.
Why does it smell like that to you?
Because why would he be putting up all this money right now and making these moves unless he was going to continue to own a team?
Well, I guess that would make me feel I'd feel that way if they went out and pursued a big quarterback in free agency. They're plugging. Listen, the pain thing, they had to pay one of the defensive players. Like, you can't just leave Don. Even though a team's in transition, you can't just leave everybody unprotected. You still got to keep cornerstone
pieces.
No,
you still have to have a franchise that's attractive to sell, right?
Right.
You have to have pieces moving and be functioning.
But I get why you wouldn't want to do it with quarterback, and you might want to think, hey, leave that to whoever's coming in next. I don't know that I agree with you, Michael.
We'll see. I've always said I'm not looking at the pry this
team out of his cold, dead hands.
Yeah, they really will.
I got to tell you, I am a little surprised by the Mike White thing. And, you know, I've been the first one saying when anybody acts like, oh, they don't need a backup, they've got Mike White. I think it always sounds ridiculous because I don't know that Mike White can win games. I think, Michael, I think you're on the same page with me there. I mean,
he's a nice backup quarterback.
But I don't know. Is he a nice backup quarterback?
No, I mean, when I say nice backup quarterback, I don't want him playing a full year if your guy goes down.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's not a guy I think that you know. He's 2-3 all time as a pro. Like, you really don't know anything.
What is he? What did he get, $16 million?
Over two? Is that what it was?
Well, 16 each.
16 over, no, 16 no. over two.
16, so it's $8 million a year.
Right.
By the way, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, a guy who's never played.
For Mike White?
I just don't know what position the Jets are in right now financially. You know, they're going to have to probably make some things work, whoever they brought in at quarterback. So, right now the focus is bringing Rodgers, and you can find another Mike White.
I mean,
I never bought into this whole love for him anyway. It was just ways of taking shots at Wilson.
If Mike White goes for eight, Heinicke goes for 10? Or maybe Mike White has a higher ceiling. Maybe he has better, like, actual football skills. But he's not that proven. They got to get something, though. I mean, are you going to rely on the fact, I suppose, if Rodgers, what do you think happens if Rodgers goes to management and goes, hey, don't worry about Zach Wilson. I'll get him where he needs to be. Do you think there's a world in which they believe that? And be like,
no,
all right,
I believe that Zach Wilson's the guy. He's the backup quarterback. No matter what Rodgers says.
But they literally sounded like the idea of him playing quarterback was pure death.
Right. Well, I'm telling you, he's the backup quarterback.
But you have
they're not giving up on him that fast.
You have, a 38-year-old quarterback?
39.
39-year-old quarterback coming in, and you're going to put it on the guy who you don't think is capable of playing a game?
Wouldn't that be irresponsible? Because right now, you get Aaron Rodgers, you're competing for a Super Bowl. Whether you want to believe that or not,
that's
Michael, the Jets are going to look at this saying, we're going for the Super Bowl. And God forbid your 40-year-old quarterback's got to miss a couple of games. Do you want Zach Wilson to be the guy to play those games or go out and get somebody that might actually help you win them?
I think one of the reasons that they want him so badly is that he's durable and reliable. He doesn't miss games. So they're going to roll the dice on that way. And if he goes down for five or six games, you know what? They're done.
Well, that I agree with. If they lose Rodgers, season's over. You're not going to be able to find somebody in. There's no Jeff Hostetler coming in there and save your season, win a Super Bowl. There's no Nick Foles that's going to do that the way he did with Philadelphia. But what I'm saying, Michael, is if it's going to be competitive, you and Buffalo trying to win the division, every game's so important, and God forbid Rodgers tests positive for COVID for a week, you want to have a competent quarterback that help you win the game. And it sounds like they want Zach Wilson in bubble wrap only open in case of massive emergency.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, let's go to your phone call, see what you're saying about this, and we will start with Ethan in Springfield. Ethan.
Hey, how you doing, Michael, Don,
good.
Peter?
How
What's
you
up?
Doing?
Not much. It's been a while since the charity softball game. Dusty says hello, Peter, by the way.
Oh, hello.
Hey, so I'm a Dolphins fan, diehard since 99.
Okay.
And I figured, and so I'm not particularly obviously enthused that Aaron Rodgers is going to be in my division.
Yeah, but you got Mike White now, pal. Don't you worry.
No, I've got Mike White. I'm so stoked for Mike White.
Yeah,
but I mean, the thing is that I figured that this was going to happen no matter, like, way before even when Trey Wingo came out with that tweet, because why would the Dolphins go for Jalen Ramsey? I mean, yeah, Jalen Ramsey was the best TB available, pretty much, and they traded away a really good tight end prospect, Hunter Long, who was the best tight end that in that draft until Kyle Pitts came on the radar. I figured that basically this was pretty much a done deal way before Trey even came out with that tweet. Since I pay attention to Dolphins a bit, I just wanted to let you know that also they've been teaching Tua how to fall correctly. That's been something that I've actually been hearing from Dolphins news. So it's going to be a really interesting AFC East, I think.
You know, what's also interesting is that it's not just the Bills that you're trying to topple. The Dolphins are good. They made the playoffs, right?
Yes.
If they keep Tua healthy, they're very good. Jalen Ramsey's a nice pickup. Don't tell me that the Patriots are going to just dismiss them. It's a four-team race. The best team is the Bills, but one of those teams is going to be left out of the playoffs. Who's it going to be? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, but you, if you have Aaron Rodgers, you're in the conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's not a guarantee, is what I'm saying. It's not automatic just because you have Aaron Rodgers. Let's go to Rush in New Jersey. Rush.
Yeah, Mike, Don, Peter, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
All right. My question, what are the Jets going to do if they can't get Rodgers, and should Saleh and the GM get fired if they don't land them?
Well, I mean, we'll see what they do. We're not quite sure what they would do. I mean, I think they'd have to make a trade. They're not. Garoppolo's out. Carr has already signed. So they would have to make a trade. We'll see how they pivot. But should they be fired? I mean, you going to bring a GM before the drafts? Well, that doesn't make sense.
Can we see what the plan B is? Can we see what it looks like in 2023? They're not going anywhere this season. So let's see what happens at the end of the season. I don't think either of them survive a non-playoff season, no matter who their quarterback is. But, Michael, isn't the logical pivot Lamar Jackson? If they were never in on Garoppolo, Tannehill's probably going to stay in Tennessee. Zach Wilson's clearly not ready. And all you do is you give up the two first-round picks, and then you negotiate with Jackson. And if you're willing to pay him the money, then he's your quarterback. Reports are that no other team is interested in giving up the two first-round picks for Lamar Jackson. So wouldn't that be the natural pivot? It's a big name. It pacifies the fans and gives you a legitimate chance to win next year by having a legitimate quarterback.
I don't think that the problem is giving up the two first-round draft picks. I think teams are turned off that he wants every bit of his money guaranteed. He wants to have what Deshaun Watson has.
And unfortunately, if the Jets lose out on Rodgers, Michael, then what kick do they have coming?
I guess they can. I guess they could go for Stafford.
All right.
Because it looks like the Rams are, you know, starting over.
Listen, I know he's a couple of years removed from a Super Bowl, but I don't know. Does that do anything for you?
No, it leaves me empty, but yeah. So does Tannehill.
Well, man, the Jets players really celebrating like this thing's a done deal.
What are they doing now?
The cheesehead did it, says Breece Hall.
All right, so Garrett Wilson, Hall.
And Gardner.
I mean, if this doesn't happen, there's a lot of egg all over a lot of players' faces, Michael. This is done.
It has to be done.
It has to be done.
Or if it's not done and they get it wrong, we find out he's staying in Green Bay, then Michael's take on Friday that the three of those guys doing that video was stupid is the best take he's ever had in the history of the show.
And I've had a lot of them, too.
On the show Friday, Don, we know you were dead to the world.
Mm-hmm. Peg.
Peg.
Pink Eye Guy.
Michael said he really had no use for the video that Garrett, Breece, and Sauce made last week.
No use.
Of them burning the cheese head. No, he thought it was stupid and they were trying to make it about themselves. And I told him he was taking it way too seriously. I kind of liked it. But if it turns out they now are celebrating it and then find out he's not coming, then they do look nuts.
Let's go to our good buddy Griffin in Connecticut.
Oh, hey, well, there Griff. He is.
Hey, hey, I've been here. I'm just trying to get in, but it's been busy. When I say this, I don't want to be rude to Trey Wingo. Okay.
Try your best not to. Say all due respect first.
I love Trey Wingo. I loved when he was on the radio. Like, I loved listening to him.
Okay.
But I just feel like I don't think everybody should be all excited right now and be all happy that Aaron Rodgers is coming there. Because I don't want this to turn into the Aaron Judge situation all over again. When we all thought he was going to the Giants, we all thought he was going to the Giants. All the players thought so. The Giant players were on Twitter, everybody. And the next thing you know, we wake up the next morning, he's back in New York. So that's what I feel like they should calm down just a little bit, because according to Adam Schefter and Diana Rossini, nobody's heard from Aaron Rodgers. So I'm not saying he's going there. I'm not saying he's not going to go there, but I just don't feel like we should put a rocking chair and start celebrating left and right like he's going there.
What's the rocking chair for? I don't understand.
I don't know.
We're waiting in comfort.
I think what it comes down to is this. Trey's the only one. He's the first one that had that Rodgers was meeting with the Jets contingent. So he's got something. Somebody that's in the know is telling him something. But it is conspicuously odd that Adam Schefter doesn't have anything at this point. And Ian Rappaport said nothing's done, and our very own Rich Cimini said nothing's done.
Well,
which way are you betting? Let's put it that way.
I'm betting on Trey, because Trey Wingo is a legit football guy who has legit connections and is smart enough, educated enough, and experienced enough not to throw out a tweet unless he's got it down. All right? He's not in a rush to beat anybody if he knows he's got the exclusive. Yeah, I had a lot of respect for John Heyman last year too. I would not think that John Heyman would have made that mistake. But is it possible that Trey would make that mistake? I guess it's possible, but I'm going to bet he didn't. He's got it cold. He tweeted it out. He beat everybody, and everybody's now scrambling to try to get the information that he has. That's what I would lay my money on, knowing Trey.
Let's go to Scott in Metuchen. Scott.
Michael, Don, Peter, how are we today?
Good. How you doing?
Awesome. Long-time listener. Listen to you. Your knowledge of Yankee baseball is second to none.
Thank you.
I also want to give my brother a special shout-out. He just went to heaven on Friday, cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So sorry, man.
Yeah. Well, big brother, thinking of you. But the Aaron Rodgers thing, my main question is, well, Michael K., will you be interviewing him?
Yeah, we're not sure. He didn't have anything with the Packers or anything like that. I don't think he did anything with their network. He did it with Pat McAfee. We'll try. We'd love to have him.
We have never had a big-time Jet acquisition not be on our air. We had Brett Favre. We've had all of their draft picks.
No, but did we have Favre as a weekly? No.
No. I don't know. I don't know if we'll have a weekly.
About weekly.
But you think you'd get him interview. You'd at least get him once. We'd at least get him once.
I fully expect that if Aaron Rodgers becomes a Jet, we'll have him on. I don't know about a weekly, but I think we will interview him. He asked, will we interview Aaron Rodgers? And I think, yes, the answer would be yes.
Let's go to Josh in Connecticut. Josh.
Hey, guys. First time, long time here.
Welcome aboard.
So I wanted to touch base on that Mike White contract real quick. It's actually up to $16 million. So there's stipulations involved as long as Tua stays or doesn't stay on the field. So they're saying it's like 5.5 to almost 6 per.
That makes a lot more sense. Okay, thank you for that.
It does. Oh, no problem. And my next question is, what do you guys think is too much compensation for this deal? I mean, I'm hearing Elijah Moore and a first, which I think would be excellent, because then you can almost go in the draft and get a Jalen Hyatt or a Joshua Downs in the second round to replace him. But if you're going to what San Fran paid for a draft pick with three firsts is too much. So I want to know what you guys think that sweet spot is to make this a win for the Jets.
I don't think I'd give them Elijah Moore. I don't think that the, the staff was in love with him, and I would do anything in my power not to give him a first-round draft pick. I would do what Mike Tannenbaum has continued to do. Do it according to how many years he's there, how far he takes them. You know, contingent. Get started out at a three, make it go to a two, go to a first. Where are the Packers going with him? Nobody else wants him, and they don't want him.
Right, so I think the Jets have the leverage. And, Michael, there may be players in this deal just to alleviate cap space to fit Rodgers in. That could also work out. So, I don't have Moore's numbers in front of me financially, what his cap hit is, but, you know, if it helps, if it alleviates the cap and you think you have an alternative to replace him cheaper, then put him in a deal. Why not? It's that or releasing him to free up the cap space. So if you can sweeten the pot by putting players in that you might have to cut anyway, then do it.
It's time for the Hoops Update, everybody. It's brought to you by New Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola. You've waited long enough, but now the waiting is over. New Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola, the taste of a perfect match. Enjoy responsibly. March Madness starts tomorrow with Southeast Missouri State taking on Texas A&M Corpus Christi for the 16 seed in the South region, followed by Pitt versus Mississippi State for the 11 seed in the Midwest. Speaking of March Madness, we have Drop Madness coming up, right? So that starts on Thursday.
That's right, 4 o'clock in the 4 o'clock hour. We did the podcast. It dropped. I think it's going to drop today. We just did it today. It's dropped.
Oh, it's officially out?
It's dropped.
It is out.
And it got salty, Michael. I mean, we worked blue. Yeah, I don't know what's going to make the cut, but we worked blue.
Yeah, well, no, it wasn't, Don. That was such a mild blue.
Not really.
What you were asking about is not in there.
Oh, okay, then we're good.
Wait, you didn't even bleep it?
No, I bleeped it.
Okay.
But, like, the actual word is not in there.
Oh, okay.
Why would you have to bleep it on a podcast?
Well, because you want to stay on brand, Michael. There's a sponsor, everything.
Ron Pinhead told me that it would be better if we bleeped it.
Yeah, and there's it was you'll hear on Thursday. We announced Thursday?
Yeah,
it starts on Thursday.
I know, and we don't reveal the bracket publicly except for the podcast until Thursday, right?
Well, it's attached, so it's there. Everybody could see it now.
Oh, it's attached.
Yeah,
people
I have
can
the
see
picture
it
out there for everybody, so everybody could see it.
Oh, okay.
Big reveal.
That is a very big reveal. All right, so make sure you follow us on Twitter as well. But you'll hear, Michael, there's a matchup in there, and the theme of two drops who are going head-to-head, for lack of a better word,
there you go.
Is, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just think about it.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Let's go to Yoav in Israel. Yoav.
Hi, Michael. I don't know, Peter. How are you guys doing?
Yoav, what's up?
I'm fine, Peter. I'm fine. Listen, this all around Aaron Rodgers thing is just making me upset. I mean, Jude, just make a decision. It's been a month already. Open a radio, listen to the adventures, disadvantage of becoming a Jets, and make a decision. I mean, God, how much time it can take you. And I think my other point is, like, what happened next offseason? It will happen, like, again and again and again. This
yep.
guy, this is what he does.
That's Yoav.
Next.
You're signing up for that, and you are hoping that he's going to be worth the problem. You're going to hope that he does enough for them and gets them in the playoffs, but it's going to be the same thing next year. Is he going to come back? Does he want to come back? Does he want to be on the Jets? But you know it going in, so you can't really complain about it. It's exactly going to be the same thing. Exactly. You guys disagree?
Yeah, no, the only thing you hope for is that the team is really good. And he wants to stay, and you can work out the contract to where he gets more money in the second year. And I'm sure that's what they're working on with the Packers right now. More compensation goes Green Bay's way if they're able to play that second year. But you don't know. Look at the money he's sitting on right now and still technically hasn't made a decision on whether he wants to play or not. But this is the dance you have to do when you don't have a quarterback, right? What are you supposed to do? Can't win without one. I don't want to hear, oh, well, maybe you can just have a lot of talent elsewhere and just bring in an average court. No, it doesn't work that way. You want to dance with Mahomes and Allen? You want to win a Super Bowl? This is the kind of quarterback you need to have, and these are the hoops you have to jump through to get it.
And this, what Don just explained, is the exact reason why the Giants gave Daniel Jones $160 million for 4 years, because they don't want to go through this nonsense. Even if he's not the greatest quarterback in the world, he's serviceable.
And you know what? don't feel bad for the Jets. They're in this situation with Rodgers because they have not drafted well at the quarterback position. If they did a better job with Zach Wilson, if they did a better job with Sam Darnold, and yes, if they had done a better job with Mark Sanchez, they wouldn't have been in this situation. But they've been chasing their tail for a quarterback, and unfortunately, if you don't draft well, this is what you have to do.
All right, I've got a quiz for Peter.
All right.
How much money do you think ends up extra in Jalen Ramsey's pocket after being traded from the Rams to the Dolphins? What? How much do you think?
How much extra money? How much will he gain from this trade?
Goes into his pocket rather than the government's.
Ooh. Oh, thank you for specifying. Ah. So we're talking taxes between California and Florida.
Word. Right.
And what
does
that equal? Over his entire contract?
No, this year.
Oh, this year. I'll say this year alone, I bet it's $3 million.
$2 million.
Think about that.
$2 million a year playing in Miami compared to L.A.
And by the way, what are you missing out on? I mean, L.A., don't get me wrong. I like L.A. better as a city. I think there's more. Well, it's more for me. Let me say that. But Miami's beautiful. Incredible restaurants. Incredible ways to spend your days and entertain yourself. Beaches galore.
Right.
Beautiful.
Just a matter of earthquake or hurricane.
Exactly. Well, in the hurricane, you're going to get more probably frequently than the earthquake.
Right.
But that's a good deal for Ramsey.
Oh, yeah.
And also, you know, like a lot of people are saying, like, well, you know, his numbers were down last year. And they were. But everything was down on that team last year.
Right, there was nothing really to play for. So, I mean, you're going to play as hard as you can, but are you really playing as hard as you can?
Right, when you know a month in, this team's not right.
Let's go to Yusuf in Rockland. What's up?
Hey, fellas, Michael, Don, Peter. I love you guys.
Thanks, buddy.
So, yeah, I don't know if you guys are getting the same feeling, but like this feels eerily similar to the whole decision with LeBron years back. You know, you don't want to build up all this hype for it to be, you know, just pulled out from underneath you. But at the same time, though, this has been very exciting times in New York.
It has been. And one thing, don't think for a second that Rodgers doesn't love this. He loves attention. Now, Peter brought up a good point. One of our pinhead suits sent us the Brandon Marshall video interviewing Rodgers. And you even commented and. After you commented, I gave it another listen, Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Rodgers comes off a little bit more likable in this one, kind of explaining why he is a little flaky. Is that accurate?
Yeah, Brandon did a really good job making him feel comfortable and was basically like, hey, you know, do you feel judged and misunderstood? And Rodgers sort of explaining it, you would have thought he'd come out with like, something really obnoxious, but it was like he was like, I don't really expect everyone to understand me. I get it, but this is my journey to finding happiness. I'm always in my own head. I'm trying to learn different ways to not be in my own head, and it's helping me. And it was much more relatable than the quick clips that we play from his McAfee interviews.
And it also was relatable to me because he said, I overthink everything, and I want to transfer some of that to my heart.
Yeah.
Rather than just you know, be in your head, as you said, but he does like attention.
I agree. I think those can both be true.
He likes attention, but I think his defense mechanism when he's uncomfortable, he feels like he's being judged, is to become nosily and become distant. And I think that's kind of his persona. But in that moment with Brandon Marshall was obviously somebody he respected. His guard was down and he seemed a lot more genuine and a lot more likable. And I'd like to think that's really him. Now, when he's gathered around the media or he feels like a lot of eyeballs are on him, he'll probably kick into that nosily way for his defense mechanism. But I got a sense over the weekend that clip is really what he's about.
Yeah. We're not changing our tune because he might be a Jet. There was always a possibility that he was going to be a Jet. We're going to be honest the way we always are. And he does have nosle tendencies, but this does explain a little bit why he goes where he goes. I think he's just... He's in search. He's in search mode all the time. Some people, they're not searching for much. It is what it is, but he thinks there's more out there. He's trying to find it.
Yeah, he was bearable.
That's a rave.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.